Okay. Today is February 15, 2018, and this is the open session of the PND board meeting. And regular pro tem chair Nancy Sullivan is won't be able to attend, so Aki Tanaka, the secretary, will call the roll. And then at that point, we'll decide on the designated pro tem chair for today. So let me call the roll first. So, Grace Allen?
Here.
Okay, Grace is here. Jonathan Alexander? Okay. Adriana Castanez?
Present.
Adriana is here. Okay, Chris Corley?
Here.
Corley's here. Bill Corger?
Here.
Corger is here. Joseph Davis? Joseph Davis?
Present.
Okay. Very good. Catherine Davis? Catherine, are you on? Okay, let me see. Benita Diaz?
Present.
Benito is here. Jan Goodman.
Here.
Goodman is here. William Yelagan.
Present.
Yelagan is here. Serena Jacobs. Okay, is that on yet? Dwayne, Dwayne Mark. Dwayne? Okay, Dwayne's not on yet. Ken Morford?
Here.
Morford is here. Tony? Tony Leon?
I'm here.
Tony is here. Isia Wangaza? Isia? Not on yet. Okay, Alex Randall?
Alex Randall is here.
Randall is here. Mansoor Sabat?
How's there?
Mansoor is here. Nancy is absent today. Alex Steinberg.
Present.
And this year, Cal Travis.
Yeah.
Travis is here. And Mosquita, Washington.
Present.
Mosquita is here. Okay, so... so we have 15 people. We have a quorum. The roll call is done. So the first item of agenda today is that since Nancy Sullivan couldn't attend, she has asked to designate Jan Goodman to take her place. And then if there's no objection, I'll hand over the pro tem chair to Jan Goodman. So is there any objection to having Jan Goodman do the chairing today?
Mr. Secretary, this is Benito.
Sure, Benito.
Yeah, this is not an objection. On the contrary, I would repeat what you said. I request unanimous consent to elect Jan Goodman to chair this tonight's meeting. Are there any objections?
Okay, is there any objections? Okay. Hearing none. Jan, would you take over the chair?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Aki, and thank you, everyone else, for electing me chair and giving me your confidence for running the meeting tonight, and I will try to run it as efficiently and even-handedly as possible. First, can we identify timekeepers, one person for the individual and one for the topic?
I will be
I'll be
topic.
Happy to do the individual.
Okay, so
hold on, excuse me. I hear two people. Adriana?
The items.
Right, okay. Then Mansoor for the person. All right, very good.
For the items and Mansoor for the people?
Right.
Okay. Without objection, are there any objection? Okay. So we'll have Adriana for the items and Mansoor for the individuals. And that will be 90 seconds unless otherwise determined. Okay.
Right.
Are there any requests for excused absences?
I think Nancy Sullivan, I guess, sort of notified everybody that she wasn't going to be able to chair today.
Are there any other requests for excused absences?
I haven't received any.
Okay.
Hi, this is Catherine on the call.
Okay, Catherine. I got you locked down. All right.
Okay, so is there any objection to giving Nancy Sorden an excused absence? She had to attend a funeral tonight. Okay, without objection, Nancy Sorden is excused. Nancy Sorden's absence is excused. Okay, great. We had some additions to the, some requests for additions to agenda. Can we take those? I know they were all sent in, and I don't see most of them on the.
Jan, this is open. Jan, this is the open session.
Oh, I know this open session. Yeah. I'm saying, are there any addition? Are there any requests for additions to the open session agenda for tonight?
Yes, Jan. This is Alex. I sent a motion for an addition to the open session about 30 minutes ago or so.
Uh-huh. And what was that?
It was a motion to create a strategic planning committee. Did you not?
Did you see that?
You know, there were many, many that went around, and I did not have a chance to get them. That's why, I'm sure others didn't. So I'm going to add that to the agenda, unless we have an objection to it.
Bill for the stack.
And Benito.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, so is this on the motion to adding to the agenda a motion to create a strategic planning committee? Okay.
It needs to be added to the agenda, and I would like it to be added right after the approval of minutes, if that's possible.
I think that since we had this, actually, I think it would be a good thing if we add after the minutes approval, because it seems to me that if we have such a strategic planning committee, the discussion about how to increase revenue would naturally, some of these ideas that we have could be referred to that committee, I would think. Am I?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to add it.
Could you say that again, please?
Okay, I'm going to add it to the agenda after number three, unless there is an objection. Is there any objection?
Well, this is Bill. Can I say something?
Yes.
Yeah, I that's okay with me. It goes with the call for the meeting, but I want to remind everybody that this meeting was called for a specific purpose, is to address our financial problems. I think this motion's well in line with that, so that's fine. But it could even be part of number four if you wanted to, but if you want to have it separate, I guess it's okay.
We could probably, my sense of it is that we could take care of this quickly as a separate little motion, have that, and then we can refer things to that committee, and that would make it easier, the work that we have set out for ourselves. Are there any other motions? Are there any other things to add to the agenda for the open session tonight?
This is Benito, Madam Chair.
Oh, Benito. Yes, thank you very much, Benito. And I'm sorry, everyone, I'm having to make my own stack here. I'm going to be not as fast as I would like to be, and if I lose track, please forgive me, and I'll try to get you back on the stack, okay? So, Benito, and was there someone else? I think it was just Benito. Yes, Benito.
I know that Nancy requested that there be a IED report for about 15 minutes. I don't see that on the agenda. I would like to understand why Aki did not put it on the agenda, but the bottom line is I'm requesting that that be on there.
Okay, excuse me. It seems perfectly reasonable, and I don't think anybody's going to be unhappy with that. So why don't we put that after the discussion about how to increase revenue and decrease expenses? Okay, so.
Okay, Madam Chair, this is Grace. May I have the floor for a moment?
Yes, you may.
Okay, I think Joseph Davis's motion should be taken up before the IED report because it gives, it has to do with signatory rights, and I think that that's important for the functioning of the national office. So I would place that before the IED report, if possible, so that we get to it tonight.
Okay. Okay, so we have the suggestion for that to go after that and then the IED report. That makes sense to me. Are there any other items that we should be thinking about that people wanted to put on this agenda?
Joseph Fristakis.
Yes, Joseph.
There's minutes approval on here, and I haven't been sent the minutes to look at. So I would like to strike the minutes approval from the agenda if possible.
Who is this now? Who is this?
Joseph?
So you haven't gotten the minutes? I sent them all to you.
Two different emails.
I'll tell you when they were sent.
Why don't you look and see if they've been sent?
Well, the minutes for 2-1 were sent at 3:15 p.m. on 2/12 Eastern Time. And then the minutes, the other 2 minutes, 118 and 125, were sent at, it was sent out on 2/14 at 3:15, so that'll be like 6:15, so that was sent out yesterday. So.
To what account?
What's that? It's under the PND. And then you'll be from Akio
Tanaka. That's the problem, then.
What's that?
There's been some scripts of the email on the PND list.
Well, I'll send it to you right now. I can send all of that to you right now. So this is Joseph, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, let me make it.
Joseph.kpft@gmail.com. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Okay, excuse me. Why don't we send those to him? I would say let's give him a few minutes to look at those minutes. And we need to. Aki, can you send?
Joseph, what is your email address again?
You know, we're on a public stream, so Joseph, do you want this to be on the public stream, or do you want to mail it to Aki directly?
I'll mail it to him right now.
Madam Chair, timekeeper.
Yes.
We are 54 seconds to finish the 10 minutes from the agenda approval. I just want to warn. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Can is there anything else that has to be added to the agenda? Okay. So without objection, may we extend time for the agenda approval for another 3 minutes, everyone, so that we can just nail this down? Any objection? Okay, so Ms. Timekeeper, can you add 3 more minutes to this so we can just do this?
Yes, I will.
Thank you very much.
Can I have the floor up to the floor, please?
Okay. Mr. Diaz, hold on one second. Yes, Mr. Diaz, go ahead.
Yes. So, number one, I would like to second Joseph's original request or motion, if that's what it was. I think he should make it a motion if he didn't mean it that way. But I think it's unfair to ask somebody to quickly look over minutes, even like a few hours before the meeting, not to speak of during the meeting, and expect them to react to it. So if he didn't get it, he didn't get it. So I think we should postpone consideration of it.
Benito, all these minutes were sent months ago.
Excuse me, Mr. Secretary, I am speaking.
Excuse me, Mr. Secretary, can you wait until Mr. Diaz has finished, and then we'll have you speak.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm almost finished. I just wanted to remind us that I asked a question a little earlier and I haven't gotten a response. You know, Nancy, and this applies both to the open and closed agenda. Nancy sent in an email with, and even I saw it, you know, with certain requests for both the open and closed session. Aki, you know, hasn't put any of them on the agenda. So I would like to know why he didn't do that. I've been waiting hours for him to correct the minutes and send us a second version. Now when he sends us the second version 5 seconds before the meeting, it's just the same as the original one. So what kind of joke is that?
Okay, excuse me. Mr. Diaz, if you could just speak in a more collegial fashion rather than in a way that makes everybody feel defensive, it would probably help our meetings a lot. Mr. Tanaka, did you see the request to add various things to the agenda from the chair, Ms. Orden? Mr. Tanaka, are you on mute? Are you muting yourself? Hello? Mr. Tanaka? Can everybody else hear me?
Yep.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Time, Madam Chair. The 3 minute extension passed.
Okay, 3 more. I need 3 more minutes.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending this 3 more minutes? Okay, without objection. Ms. Kazane, can you add 3 more minutes, please? Thank you so much.
Yes.
So, Mr. Tanaka, did you see the request from Ms. Sorden to add additional items to the agenda? Hello? I feel like I'm talking to air.
No, we can't hear you, Madam Chair.
Okay, all right.
Thank
Mr. Tanaka, are you there? Hello?
Madam Chair, this is a parliamentarian.
Yes, Mr. Parliamentarian.
I wanted you to take a look at my last text to you.
Oh, okay,
thank you.
I am not
Madam Chair, point of information, Adriana.
Yes.
Are you able, who are able to see, obviously we are not, but I want to know who are able to see which directors are on the call and which are not.
You know, I don't have the benefit of Maestro, so I am just lying just like you are.
Nobody else then in the court, right? That is what I'm getting. No other director can see. No, Sabrina Jacobs.
I don't even have the roll call. Would somebody send me a list of the roster just so I have it and just email it to me?
Is Sabrina Jacobs on the call?
Ms. Aaron, do you have a copy of the agenda of the roster that you could send me?
I might. Do you want me to read it? I have everyone.
No, I don't want to waste everybody's time to do that.
Okay, all right. Okay, yeah, I'll do that in a minute.
All right, thank you. I'm sorry, folks. You know, I'm don't. Okay, so you know what? I think that we don't know what happened, and I would just like to move on. We need to move on. So,
can we have the report from the executive director, Mr. Tom Livingston, that was asked for?
So, I don't even know if our executive director is here. I believe that we have a written report. I'm not sure if it's for the public session or not. And is Mr. Livingston on the line by any chance? I don't think so. So, you know what? We'll. How much time should we put in for his report if he is on the line?
Madam Chair.
10 minutes.
Does anyone have a suggestion? I suggest 10 minutes.
Yes,
Benito.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, Nancy requested 15 minutes.
Okay, I'm going to put 15 minutes. Certainly it would be worth having. Then we have the Joseph Davis motion. I'm going to put that, regarding signatories, I'm going to put that at 7 minutes, if we don't have any objections to that.
Okay. Madam Chair, we have requests.
And then, wait a minute. So that means we're going to have to add time to this agenda in the amount of 22 minutes, and then we've extended this by 6 minutes. So I would say 30 minutes that we're extending time for this meeting. Is there any objection to doing that?
What is the agenda time, Madam Chair?
Yes, Ms. Cosgrave?
What is the agenda time?
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so if we don't have objection.
No, Madam Chair, I'm asking on the agenda, which is the adjournment time to executive session?
I do not see an adjournment time, so we're just adding this time to the total time. So we're adding 15 minutes for an IED report, we're adding 7 minutes to signatory issues, and we have a motion to create a strategic planning committee, and I'm going to suggest 10 minutes on that. Okay, so if we don't have any objections.
We have, Madam Chair, we have posted 9:30 Eastern Time, the adjournment time, the starting of the executive session, and that's the timer.
Bill from SAC.
Yes, Bill.
There's no adjournment time on the agenda. The call for the meeting specifically said, you know, we might not even go to executive session. We've added all this extra stuff. I didn't object to it. A lot of it has nothing to do with what the call for the meeting was. We need to get through the purpose of the meeting, why it was called, and not have to be forced to go into executive session at some specific arbitrary time.
Okay, so we have the our 30 minutes is before most of this other stuff. I think that this is all important. We do have things with the executive session that we must take care of. So,
we don't have
time, and nobody, you know, the public is not waiting for us to go to into executive session. So we will go to executive. We'll take care of this. We'll try to be as efficient as possible. I'm sure that so rather than spending more time on this, if we don't have any objection, here's the rest of the agenda, and I think I'm going to take minutes approval now because it's very important that we keep up on these minutes and don't let them get behind. And I really apologize to Mr. Davis that he doesn't have them. And please, you know, you can abstain. Please abstain if you haven't had a chance to read them. But we want to get these minutes taken care of so that we don't get behind because, you know, we need them for many reasons.
I have them now. It's okay.
You have them? Great. Okay, so then we have minutes approval, 5 minutes, motion to create a strategic planning committee, 10 minutes, increasing revenue, et cetera, 30 minutes, Joseph Davis motion regarding signatory rights, 7 minutes, IED report, if he's available, 15 minutes, National Finance Committee motion, 15 minutes, motion from Carol Travis, 15 minutes, and adjournment. Is there any objection? Without objection, we're moving into the next section here. Okay.
Madam Chair, Benito.
Yes, Mr. Diaz.
I would just request, I don't have an objection to the agenda. I just have a request that we have a, time certain for adjournment of the open meeting, because I know that there are, I agree that there are certain things that have to be done in executive session, and again, I request a time certain, 12 midnight, for adjournment of the closed session, although I don't know that we can do that right now.
Okay, we can't do that right now. Right now, I suggest that we have a time, if we have to have a time certain, that it be 10:15 Eastern Time for the open session. Is there an objection to 10:15?
Oh, Bill Fistak, it's on the calendar for 11 p.m. is when the executive session is supposed to start, Eastern Time.
Really?
That's what we've noticed.
Madam Chair.
8:30 p.m.
Eastern for the open session and 11 for the executive session. I'm looking at it right
Madam
now. Like PFTX calendar.
Is that when it, I'm sorry, it's supposed to end at 11:30? Is that what you're saying?
11 is when the executive session. 11 is when the executive session is scheduled to start.
Well, maybe we can start it earlier.
That's 2 hours from now.
Yeah, Madam Chair.
We have many things to cover in it. Is there an objection to making 10:15 the time, Eastern Time, to finish this meeting if we have to have a, or maybe 10:30?
Okay, this is Benito. So moved, Madam Chair.
10:30?
10:30.
Okay, 10:30. Okay, so we'll have a time certain of 10:30 if we want to.
I object. We'll still have an hour for executive session if we go till 11. We've got a lot of stuff we just added to the open session agenda, some of which has nothing to do with the meeting.
I believe I added it up, and I think that it should be 10:15. We have it at 10. We've made it 10:30. If we want to continue it. Here's what I propose, now that we've passed this, that we have it at 10:30. We have a time certain of 10:30, but it only takes a majority to extend that time further. Is there any objection to that? Okay, without objection, our time certain is going to be 10:30, but if the majority rules they want to go further, the majority will take precedence, okay? All right, so let's take these minutes, and we're going to take them one by one.
Madam Chair, Benito, one last issue.
Yes, Benito.
We need a secretary, and if Aki ain't here, then I think we have to appoint some board, you know, ask for a volunteer.
Yes. Could someone volunteer to call Aki and find out what's happening with him?
Carol Travis will call him.
Thank you. Thank you, Carol Travis. Why don't we wait?
Dwayne Locke is on.
I'm sorry, what did you say? Someone whose voice I just heard. Who is that?
Dwayne Lark.
Dwayne Lark? Yes, Mr. Lark.
I just wanted
were
to
you...
make sure I was on the roll. I'm just chiming in.
Oh, you're just chiming in. You're not volunteering to be secretary if we need it?
No, I would volunteer Joseph if he would, though. He's been quite an excellent secretary for the KPFT, let's see.
Well, okay, so, you know, in the meantime, maybe Joseph Davis, would you be willing to take notes until we find what happened to Aki?
Okay, thanks.
Okay. I'm sorry. You know, this is a very hard task, and I can do almost anything in the world, maybe. But I know I'm not a good secretary, so thank you so much, Mr. Davis. So if you could start taking notes, and if Mr. Tanaka shows back up, he'll take it back over. But in the meantime, you can serve the PNB and Pacifica extremely well in that capacity. Okay, so let's just go through the minutes one by one. Is there any objection to the minutes of 1:18:18 as distributed?
Yeah, William Hairwagon, yeah. I want to abstain.
Yes, Mr. Hairwagon.
I want to abstain.
Okay. Is there anybody else who would like to abstain?
Adriana, that's me.
Adriana, are you abstaining?
Yes.
Are there any other abstentions?
Tony is abstaining. I wasn't here.
Tony, okay. Anyone else?
Ethia 1000 is abstaining.
Ethia, okay. Anyone else?
Madam Chair, Benito.
Benito, yes?
Yeah, I don't abstain. I'm against.
You're against. Okay, why don't we just go through the roll then, okay? All right, let's see. Hold on one second. I am going to...
Madam Chair, if you like, I'll take the roll. This is great.
Thank you. I would like that. And then if you could send the roll to Mr. Davis, that would be helpful too. Thank you so much.
I have the roll.
You do. Okay, maybe Joseph wants to take it.
Okay, then Joseph, why don't you take it?
Okay, I'm going to call everybody's name, and if there's no answer, I'll assume you're absent. Grace Aaron.
And this is for what?
Okay, this is for
the January
of the minutes of 1:18.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, you're
yeah.
Welcome.
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Grace Aaron, yes. Jonathan Alexander. Adriana Castaneda abstains. Chris Corey.
Abstain.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Catherine Davis.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
No.
Jan Goodman.
Yes.
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 William Hairwagon abstains. Sabrina Jacobs.
Abstain.
Absent. Dwayne Lard.
Present.
Do you vote on approval?
Minutes of 1:18:18, which was distributed earlier. So the answer is yes, no, or abstain.
No.
Ken Laufer?
Yes.
I have abstain for Tony Leon. Tony Leon?
Abstain.
I have abstain for Ifia Nangwaza. Nafia? Nafia?
Abstain.
Alex Randall?
Alex Randall is in favor.
Yes, for Alex Randall. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Yes. Nancy Sorden is absent. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Yes, for Alex Steinberg. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Yes. Mosquito Washington?
No.
No. I abstain. Counting votes now. Three in favor, nine in favor, three against, six abstains, passes.
Thank you very much. Okay, so next, oh, let's see. Sorry.
January 25th, 2018.
Okay, so now to the next set of minutes, January 25th, 2018. Let's just go. Is there anyone who objects?
Benito.
Benito. Okay, so let's just go to a vote. Mr. Davis?
Okay. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Jonathan Alexander? I'm going to mark him absent. Adriana Castaneda?
Abstain.
Chris Corey?
Yes.
Yes. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Joseph Davis? Yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
No. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. William Herwagen?
No.
No. Sabrina Jacobs? I consider her absent. Duane Lark?
Abstain.
Abstain. Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Yes. Tony Leon?
No.
No. Ian Ongaza?
Abstain.
Alex Randall?
In favor.
Yes. Mansoor Sabat?
Yes.
Yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Yes. Mosquito Washington?
No.
No. Counting votes. Eleven yes, four no, three abstain, and it's pat approved.
Good. Thank you very much. And now for the last set of minutes for February 1, 2018. Mr. Secretary, would you take a vote as to approving the minutes for February 1, 2018 that everyone has received?
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Adriana Casanez?
Abstain.
Chris Corey?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Joseph Davis? Yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Yes. Nita Diaz?
Yes.
Yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. William Hairwagon? Okay. William Hairwagon?
Abstain
for William Hairwagon. Dwayne Lark?
Abstain.
Abstain. Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Yes. Tony Leon?
Yes.
Yes. Ifeanyi Ongaza?
Abstain.
Abstain. Alex Randall?
In favor.
Yes. Mansour Sabah?
Yes.
Yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Yes. Mathilda Washington?
Abstain.
Abstain. Counting votes.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
We reached the time limit for minutes approval.
Good, and we've approved our minutes, so excellent. Thank you so much. Okay, on to the next
13
item.
Yes, 5 oh, abstain, no no's.
I'm sorry,
13.
What is the result of that?
13 yes, 0 no, 5 abstains.
Thank you very much. All right. So, Mr. Steinberg, you have a motion.
Let me read the motion.
1 minute.
Okay. 10 minutes.
Thank you.
Okay.
The motion reads as follows. In order to address the short-term and long-term problems involved in the restructuring of the Pacifica Foundation as a viable and sustainable concern, the Pacifica National Board authorizes the formation of an ad hoc strategic planning committee to advise the PNB on strategic decisions that must be implemented in the coming period. Be it resolved, therefore, that a strategic planning committee be formed consisting of the following membership. 1, the executive director of Pacifica. 2, the chief financial officer of Pacifica. 3, the officers of the Pacifica National Board. 4, one director from each listening area to be selected by an IRB election. 5, one affiliate director to be selected by an IRB election. The mandate of this committee is to propose to the PNB the implementation of a financial recovery plan to address both the short-term and long-term requirements of the Pacifica Foundation. As such, this committee is charged with the responsibility to consider all options for raising funds and or liquidating assets, as well as restructuring the business model of Pacifica. The committee is authorized to engage in experts in the field of strategic planning and recovery in order to assist them in their deliberations. Nominations to open positions on the strategic planning committee and elections to that committee shall be conducted by email in accordance with the provisions of other elections to committees of the PNB. The nomination period shall open on February 16th and close on February 18th. Election ballot shall be mailed out on February 19th and shall be due on February 22nd. The final composition of the committee shall be announced on February 25th. And the chair of the Pacifica National Board shall convene its first meeting after that date. And yeah, I don't think I need to motivate this very long. We absolutely need a working body to come up with a strategic recovery plan. And this cannot be the work of a single person, and it cannot, and it certainly cannot be the work of a body as large as the Pacifica National Board without a lot of input from a more specialized committee and possibly experts in the area. So that's the reason for this motion, so that in the future when we do have discussions about what to do, they have some structure behind them, and that there is actually going to be some practical implementation plans that come out of such discussions. So that's my motion. Thank you.
Sure, would like to be on stack. Mansoor, okay. Would like to be on stack.
So I hear Mansoor. I heard somebody else prior to that. Who was that? And I'm going to put myself on stack here.
Chair.
I was just saying.
Actually, not put a stack. I have a request for information.
Okay, so. And what is your request for information, Mr. Diaz?
Yeah, I would just ask Alex, what is the purpose of this new committee?
And some trail mix. Why am I anything since our lunch?
Excuse me, but Mr. Cody,
mute yourself.
Sorry.
Benito?
Yeah, Madam Chair, I would ask Alex, not that I'm against necessarily, don't take it wrong, but I just want to know what is the purpose of this committee, and I raised the question because we already have a strategic planning working group. I would assume that this committee would have a similar mandate as to the working group we already have. So why create another structure?
I think this is worth having this addressed. So Alex, can you?
I don't know. I actually don't know anything about the strategic working group, but we need. I think we need a formal committee of the National Board to address these issues and. It can't be something as informal as a working group in any case. So if that working group is actually meeting, I haven't heard of any such thing, I would invite the members of that working group to apply to the committee. Or even if they don't get on the committee, they could certainly assist the committee.
Okay, excuse me. Thank you. I think you answered the question. Do we have a second to the motion?
This is Catherine. I seconded it 3 or 4 times.
You did. Okay, Catherine, thank you very much. So let's... on the stack that I have so far, I have Mansoor, Dan... Who else is there?
I come up quickly.
Grace. Anyone else?
Yeah, William Hairwagon.
William Hairwagon. Anyone else?
Joseph,
okay. So let's take these and...
We only have
10 minutes on this, so we're going to... probably go to a vote before we have everybody saying this. I'm going to actually take the prerogative of this chair to ask Benito, is this strategic planning working group meeting and who's on it? Because I've never heard of it.
Madam Chair, the only thing I can tell you is that I was a part of the original group back in 2015 when George Ryder initiated, that working group. And but it hasn't met. Last year I signed up for it, And I think we should ask the question to Mr. Crozier as to why the committee never met in all of last year.
Okay, we're not going to ask Mr. Crozier that because we have a motion on the floor. And I'm going to take 2-4 and 2 against, okay? So we just had it motivated. Excuse me. Ms. Kazanev.
Yes, we have, we have time. We have 1 minute to go of the 10 original minutes for this when we start.
Okay.
Should we extend time for 7 minutes?
No, I don't want to extend much time. I think probably we're going to take time, extend enough time for 1-4 and 1-against. And we've had the motivation, so if we're going to finish this meeting at a reasonable time so we can get to the next part of it, so why don't we just take 1-4 and 1-against? How about extending time for 4 minutes? Okay. Any objections? Okay. So we have 1-4. Is there someone against this motion?
Diana, I have a question. I have a question.
Yes, Ms. Kazanev.
I sent an email to the whole PMB a few hours ago. And you see in the original motion that we passed, this PMB passed in January 18, that we approved the committee, and we mentioned there that it's the strategic planning working group, and I sent today to the secretary asking why, it's not in the list. Because the PMB approved that list of committee and working groups. And I send it to everybody. Obviously, I have the same question. Why we're not active last year? Well, but we have. And I believe that we really... just one thing. We really, I think, the benefit in the past, because we could add people from outside the foundation even, to give excellent ideas and be part of that group. But
10 seconds.
Okay. I think the this motion has the opportunity to have additional people be involved. So I'm not...
I would like to speak.
Okay, so wait a minute. So there's nobody who's opposed to it. It's just a question of whether. Are you opposed to it, William? Okay, you just want to speak.
Well, I would be opposed if I get a request for information answered.
Okay, so since we didn't have any opposition, I'm gonna hear you.
And I have a question too after William. This is Carol Travis.
Okay, and then we're going to probably vote. Okay, so, William, here, Wadden.
I was not at a January 18th meeting. Did I hear Adriana just say that there was a motion that was passed for a working group of this same
nature? Not this year. This year there was a motion for a strategic planning working group?
Madam Chair, in the minute that you just approved, there is a motion from Ms. Washington, and she mentioned there, and we put the deadline for all the votes, and she mentioned there the committees and the task forces. And we approved it without any modification.
That's true.
Okay.
Thank you. This is William. And then I'm against this a committee, which would probably try to act like an executive committee, so a working group would be much better. Thank you.
Okay, so I think it seems to me that we have, first of all, whether it's a working group or a committee, it seems to me that people are generally in favor of the concept. And I don't want to stop the, you know, us moving forward on getting a group together. I don't have the organizational history to know, and I'm sure other people likewise don't know what the difference on the P&B is between a working group and a P&B committee. And if there is someone
yes.
to tell us the difference, we can maybe just vote as to whether we want one or the other right now. So, Mr. Steinberg...
This is great. I'm on the stack, too.
I have a request for information.
Yes.
I'm on the stack before that, I think.
Okay, well, request...
Just a request for information.
Sorry.
Information is... takes priority.
Got it.
Yes, but Carol Travis...
Okay.
I'll put you down.
Madam Chair, I'm not sure, but I don't believe that a strategic planning committee would preclude the possibility of also having a strategic planning working group that might collaborate or not with the strategic planning committee. So I don't think that they're mutually exclusive. Could have both. It's and especially, I don't know, but that's a question. For the parliamentarian, okay. possibly, or for the body?
Well, I would like to know, Alex, do you have the historic memory, or does someone have the historic memory?
Yes, I can try to answer that.
What the difference is between these two things?
Yeah, the difference is a working group is an informal body that has no set membership rule. Basically, anybody could join who wants to participate. And because it's informal, it has certain advantages and also has certain disadvantages. The advantages, you can just do brainstorming sessions. You don't need a strict adherence to Robert's rules or anything else. The disadvantage is, since it is informal, whatever happens in a working group is not necessarily going to go to the Pacifica National Board and doesn't have that kind of gravitas, shall we say. So I don't see the two as in conflict. An actual committee of the National Board has a certain mandate and must fulfill certain specific tasks and therefore does have some privileges, and the main privilege being that it has a specific rules of membership and get to present motions to the Pacifica National Board. Those motions take priority over motions presented by individual members. And we have committees in order to spread out work that may require certain specialized deliberations that are not practical to do on a board of 22 or 24 people. So that's the difference. So I think the two could work together. People on the working group could collaborate with people on the committee and vice versa.
Okay.
I don't see any problem.
Here's my thought. Excuse me, because we're running out of time.
May I?
Carol Travis? Yes.
Thank you very much. I'm in general in favor of this. I had one question about the office, the participation number three. If somebody's not a delegate, then being on the committee, I wouldn't like that. If they're not a director, I would actually like them to be all the directors, but to not even be a delegate if there's an officer who's not a delegate. I wonder what the maker of the motion feels about that.
I think...
Madam Chair,
may I address... When we discuss having someone who is not a not a PNV member being the secretary.
Well, I'm chair time.
Okay. Let me finish this thought.
Are you taking them out?
We'll go to a vote.
Got all the dog foods at Mom and
Okay,
Tom.
So we...
I ask for an extension of time, please. 5 minutes. I really would like to talk about this issue, and 5 minutes, okay. Please.
Is there any objection for extending time for 5 minutes? Okay, without objection, we're going to extend time for 5 minutes. Thank you very much. And thank you, Ms. Cogginate, for being so on top of the time. I really appreciate it. We had a discussion about having a secretary who was the recording secretary, and then having who was not an officer, and then having a corresponding secretary who was an officer, and we haven't actually addressed that. So I think we should address it, and this is a situation in which we could perhaps change the wording to say officers, assuming that they are also PNB directors. We have on the list Mansour. I would like to take both pro and con, and we've really just had questions back and forth. So I'm just going to take Mansour, who is the next person on the list.
I'll be late in 30 seconds.
And quickly, because it was also a person who's not even a delegate who was running for secretary.
Yes, and that's so I think that if we might want to amend this motion to say that the people on the committee would be the officers of the PNB if they are members of the PNB.
So amended.
Is there any objection to amending it in this way? Okay, so without objection that the among the members of this committee are the officers of the PNB if they are also members of the PNB.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
I object to that.
You object to that?
Yeah, so, I just wanted to be, whenever my time is, I will speak to it when you give me time.
So, Mr. Sabah, you're going to be next, but I think Ms. Cosmade, what was your point?
My point of information is what I said. I want to be sure that I understood. We are saying that officers of the foundation, and somebody was talking about, a possible secretary that will not be a PNB member or a delegate, that is so important because even if present in all the legal cases, we are saying that person, is that what I understand, that person cannot be part of this committee or working group? Isn't that a little, petty? I don't understand what...
You know what, we're going to make that... People want to vote on it, and I think it's very clear, and I'm going to say that we will vote on that. We're not going to have debate back and forth on it. It's very clear which way I guess we can have discussion because Mansour Sabah wanted to discuss it. So... we'll have discussion on it. Mansour Sabah, you're recognized. Get to everyone on this list. So we have, just so you know what the list is, there's Mr. Sabah, there's me, there's Hirwagon, there's Joseph, there's Carol Travis. We're not going to get to hardly any of those. So, Mr. Sabah, your point.
May I, thank you. May I recommend to Alex that maybe if we approve this motion, that we should talk about those who want to get involved to talk about and rewrite it, because the way it is, it's really not good for me, at least. And here's the point. I would like to have the GMs to be part of this committee, because whatever ideas that we have or we come with, they're going to need to implement it, and they have their ideas, so the GMs should be part of this committee. Number two, I'm with Joseph. Joseph sent an email earlier saying that a chief financial officer should not have a right to vote on any of it. Number three, I'm asking for number three and four to be removed, because PNB members are LSB members, and I don't want this body to become like a 15-member body that we don't get anything done. So add the GMs, remove number three and four, and financial officer not to vote on the motions or anything. Thank you.
Fine, Madam Chair.
Okay, so it seems to me that